Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators, a podcast with marketing and business tips and strategy specifically for freelance translators and interpreters. I'm your host, Tess Whitty, a longtime freelance translator with an education and professional background in marketing. Tune in to hear tips from my own experience or from other translators and industry experts. Hi there, this is Tess Whitty from Marketing Tips for Translators. I wanted to give you this special episode during a special, strange and weird time in our lives. I wanted to do this extra episode to hopefully help you deal with all the uncertainties we're facing right now. With the coronavirus, things are changing by the second, and that's why I have to support you. I want to support you, my community, and show you what it can look like to move forward even when you're feeling uncertain. So here we go. First, I want to talk about our mindset before I get into strategies, because I think we all need it. I've been listening to some great podcasts about how to handle online businesses or freelancing during a time of crisis, and I will try to distill some of the best tips here. We create certainty in our own mind by the way we think. And I was listening to a podcast that was reviewing all the pandemics that we've had in the history of the world. And it was oddly comforting to hear how pandemics come and go, and then they have about a 3-month life cycle with a peak in the middle of them. But for me, the thoughts that are serving me is that pandemic is a 3-month thing, and we're doing everything that we can to reduce the spread of it, to take care of the relatively small percentage of people that die from it. And yes, there are a lot of unknowns, but I like to think about us as badasses and that we can do this. We can focus on taking care of our health, of our loved ones and their health, and then our businesses. Now, many of us have to shut some things down in some way. Some companies have to stop creating their value temporarily. But as soon as we're able to get back to creating value, the businesses will boom again. So all the money that people aren't spending right now, they will be able to spend later. All the businesses that shut down will be able to open back up after they weathered the storm. Some people do get laid off and they have to change careers, but we can do it, and people are made to manage and evolve. We are evolved to solve problems. We are evolved to create solutions. The bigger the obstacle, the bigger the solution. The more problems, the more solutions we're going to create. So even though we're turning a lot of awful things right now we are experiencing, we can turn our brains in terms of creating value, in terms of ideas, in terms of production, and in terms of helping people. One of the best things that you can do right now is to try to produce value. The kind of value that only you can produce, the kind of help that only you can offer. It's very good for you as a human to be productive and to produce value and to use any kind of energy or anxiety or frustration we have to something good, to process it and then put it into an energy that will produce value. So let's put things in a little bit more of a perspective. The pandemic is going to peak in the middle of 3 months, and then it will come back down, and we will have, or what will we be doing then in 4 months? When things get turned back and people start going back to work, where will you be in 4 months in terms of the value that you have created for yourself, how you've taken care of yourself, what you have done in your families, what you have done in your relationships? You could say that maybe this will be a good thing in the end. Maybe this will lead to something good. I know this sounds crazy right now, especially if you know anybody who's suffering from the virus and dying, but we as a humanity will become stronger in the end. So even if your closest future is uncertain, you can still create a marketing plan. You can still try to offer your clients or your neighbors or whatever value. You can still take action, but perhaps we need to move our focus further ahead when we create our goals, further ahead in the future. Another great way to stay focused and have a positive mindset is to commit to a morning routine and an end of the day shutdown. It's easy to get distracted with the news, your family at home, and just plain old emotions, but creating sort of a routine in the morning and in the evening will keep you focused on moving your business forward. So that was a little bit about the mindset, and the morning routine can be whatever it is that makes you feel better and more focused. So this can be some exercise, some journaling, some meditation, some planning, etc. For me, it consists of a short meditation, some journaling. I focus on what I'm grateful for. And then I also plan my day. And at the end of the workday, I sort of make sure I have covered everything, I have responded to everyone, and then I also plan for the next day. So, okay, now to some of the strategies. Many of my students have asked me about rates right now. I am no expert in rates per se, but here is my take on it. Now is perhaps not the best time to try and raise your rates, but I don't think that you should lower them either. We have to work with our clients and see where they are and adapt. Perhaps we can offer extended payment terms, 2 months instead of one or even four, but we should not devalue our services because this can come back and bite us later. Yes, companies will still need translation and interpretation services in the future after the pandemic. So don't do anything that you will suffer from later, further in the road, but still work with the clients in any way you can. I think that the demand for translation will remain fairly stable, perhaps even increase in certain fields right now. But there are other fields where it might decrease, such as tourism, where companies look to make cutbacks. We as freelancers just have to be flexible and focus on serving our clients. And maybe we even have to pivot a little bit on what types of jobs we do right now. Now, I also wanted to talk a little bit about working from home. Maybe this is your first time working from home and you're not entirely sure how to manage your time and yourself. Or maybe you've got time management down, but you're dealing with a whole new experience while working from home, having your kids and your spouse home too. Here are some of my tips for staying focused while working from home. First of all, did you know that working from home promotes focused work? That's right. Stanford did a study that showed that productivity increased by 13% when employees worked remotely. I'll be talking about ways to increase your focus in just a moment. This working from home also means less commute time, which means more time for self-care, well-being, and for loved ones. Working from home also minimizes the spread of germs so that you and your family can stay healthy and happy. So what can we do to make this experience easier? Now, I have been working from home for most of my career as a freelancer, and I enjoy it. I've tried to work in co-working offices and stuff, and sometimes I enjoy going out to a cafe, but I have noticed that I am more focused at home. So, but what can we do? First of all, social distancing doesn't have to leave you feeling all isolated, especially if you're living alone. So keeping close contact with coworkers or other colleagues through social media, Slack, or Zoom. You don't have to be a big business to use these platforms. Slack offers a free version, which can be great for small businesses, and Zoom is offering extra resources using their platform so you can stay face-to-face with colleagues or clients, and perhaps even do remote interpreting, I don't know. While we are encouraged to distance ourselves physically these days, we can still use this time to put our efforts into building connections and relationships with other entrepreneurs and freelancers through online platforms. So I try to do this through my course groups, and I do it through my Marketing Tips for Translators page and through my emails. And you are more than welcome to reach out to me on any of my social media platforms or by email if you have any questions or suggestions or want to keep in touch too. Now, perhaps you're working with a spouse or kids around. Don't worry if you're feeling like they're putting a little bit of a cramp on your focus time. You're not alone. It's easy to feel like you're getting less done when you have distractions around, even though you love them with all of your heart. So here are some ways to be clear about family boundaries when everyone is cooped up inside in the same household. So make sure that everyone is aware of your working hours, and then be sure to stick to them. So if you're sharing childcare with a spouse, divide up the time that you are working and be fixed on this time. And then even perhaps you have a lot more time to work. Don't overdo it either, because your family also needs time with you. So divide the time up evenly and use your time efficiently. In order to socialize and give attention to your family, maybe you can have game time or certain bedtime routines and try to stick to the routines you had before, but also opt for coffee time or breakfast together to have some quality time in the morning. This way, you and your loved ones can connect at the start of the day and focus during your working hours. It's also important to set up a designated workspace if you don't already have one. This means you do nothing but work in this space. No eating, no meditating, no nothing other than work. This will help you set boundaries with your family as well. Now, this is, of course, if you are living in an apartment or house where you can do this. But try as much as possible to have a specific workspace set up. The key to creating momentum during this time or this period is to actually plan as much as you can. Map out a clear plan of what needs to get done, when it needs to get done, and how. So here are also some tips on optimizing your time while working from home. Plan out your day the night before. This can be in a journal, in a planner, and just write it down, or perhaps even on your computer. So try to, for every day and every week, list three big things that you need to do to move your business forward per week, and then per day, and try to follow that. What are the big things you need to move your business forward right now? Reverse engineer those things, break them down into smaller bite-sized tasks, and start working on those. And also think about how much extra time you're saving from running around each day or commuting. 2 hours, 4 hours? Get clear on how much time you're saving and commit some of that extra time to work on your business. In order to stay focused and remain focused and not burn out, make sure you're also setting boundaries with yourself around how much you're working. Sure, you're gaining extra time, which is great to get things done, but don't go overboard. Commit to a time where you'll do workday shutdown, when your workday is over. This is when you can plan out the next day and keep your mind focused and clear. And once you've wrapped up your work, you can be fully present with your family to support them and try to find some time to relax, to laugh, and have fun. For example, for me right now, one of my rewards is to watch an episode of Outlander in the evening. If you're able to give back to your community right now, take the time to do so. Here are some ways that you can support your community in this time of need. You can donate to your local food bank. You can check in with your neighbors remotely. You can donate to causes in need. For example, a lot of yoga studios, all these restaurants and yoga studios, etc., that have had to close down. Maybe you can donate some money to them if you have extra, of course. Perhaps you can even volunteer for Translators Without Borders if you have extra capacity. Now, I wanted to end by returning to our mindset again. It is especially important that we, as entrepreneurs, mothers, fathers, friends, and spouses, spend time working on our mindset. In turbulent times, it's our mindset that will help us continue to show up to support ourselves, to support our families and loved ones and our communities. So I want to invite you to focus on this, to remain strong, even if it feels scary. Focus on what you can control. Focus on the positive. Focus on how you can serve those around you with love from a distance. One tip that I have is that if you're watching or reading the news every day and it's scary and creates anxiety and stuff, spend just as much time as you spent on reading the news, following the news, on something positive. Listen to a positive podcast or something else that will lift you up. Also, just as much time on that as you spend on the worrisome news. So, thank you for listening to this special edition episode. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy out there and doing your part to not spread this virus further so that we eventually can move back to normal. Take care, everyone. Thank you for listening to Marketing Tips for Translators. I hope you found some good tips to apply to your freelance career. If you did, a great way to show this is by leaving a review on your favorite podcast listening app or to share the episode with other colleagues. Do you have a topic, question, or a guest you would like to hear about here? Send me an email to podcast@marketingtipsfortranslators.com.